This is the Normal Man's Biblecast. I'm your host, Anthony Neal. Let's get into it. So let's get things started in Jonah. And I think that's such a poignant place to start. Jonah. What's in a name? That is the question. You see, when you look at any book, really, whether it's in the Bible or extra biblical, what's in a name is very important, especially to those, the ancient Israelite folks. Their name meant everything. So I've got a little story for you. We have two girls, two daughters of the Miller family, two sisters, Jessica and Maggie. You see, Jessica just had her 12th birthday party. And for her birthday, her parents got her a 1,000-piece Lego set. Now, later on in that day, Jessica was going to go have a sleepover at her friend's house. So she was working and working and working on it, but just could not quite get it done. Now, Jessica had a younger sister, Maggie. And Maggie had sort of helped her along throughout the day, but was more of a pester than anything. Jessica, knowing Maggie, would try to help when she was gone, told her, "Hey, Maggie, I really don't want you to touch this. So when I go over to my sleepover, just please leave it and just let me enjoy my time and enjoy yourself with other things." Jessica goes off. And of course, Maggie does not do what Jessica had requested. And as she's building this Lego, let's say, tower, she's putting on some of the final pieces and everything falls down. Well, you can imagine, to Maggie's surprise, things weren't looking really good for her. And she knew that Jessica would be upset. But she believed if she was earnest in her apology to her sister, that Jessica would forgive her. So Jessica comes back home the next day, trotting in, looking to see. She's almost done with this tower. But it's only about half done. And she was about three quarters done when she left. And she knew right away Maggie had something to do with this. So she calls Maggie in. And Maggie profusely immediately says, "I'm so sorry. I was trying to help. I wanted to finish. I got a little carried away. Things fell. Will you please forgive me, Jessica? Will you please forgive me?" And lo and behold, about a second or two of thought, Jessica says, "You know what? I understand. I had a feeling you might do this, but I do forgive you. And let's go ahead and let's finish it together." So let's try something. Let's have a thought experiment here. Let's change Jessica's name to Grace. And let's change Maggie's name to Faith. Jessica is now Grace. Maggie is now Faith. And let's see how this story changes in simply an English context. Now we'll shorten it a little bit and we'll start at the part of the story where everything comes crashing down. All the Lego pieces come crashing down. And Faith is really, really freaked out that Grace is going to be super upset about her breaking everything. But remember in the other story I said, Faith really believed that her sister would forgive her if she was earnest in her apology. So hear that again. Faith had faith that her sister would forgive her if she was earnest about her apology. So then the next day, Grace comes through, sees all the Lego pieces that have not been built up the way that she had left it. She calls in Faith. Faith comes in and apologizes. And Grace spends a second or two trying to figure out how to answer. And Grace forgives her sister Faith. See, Grace give grace to her sister Faith. And what is the thought experiment here? What am I doing here? Well, in English, you know, we have names in which the word or which the names mean something in English. And so sometimes, not as much in our culture as in ancient Israelite culture, but sometimes you can use the attributes of those names, whether it's faith, hope, grace, or whatever have you. Sometimes being able to use those names, you might think somebody could or could not have that, and their name changes the context of the story. So, what does Jonah mean in Hebrew? Let's see here. We've got Jonah, which is the English pronunciation of the Hebrew word Yonah. And so what is Yonah? Now, pronunciation, probably way off. Apologies in advance for anybody who can say it correctly, and here's that I'm butchering it. Yonah, what is that? Well, it simply means a dove or a pigeon, depending on who you're asking. So you might be thinking, well, okay, the name of the book is Dove or Pigeon based off of the main character of the story. But what does that name symbolize? Well, to the ancient Israelites, a dove or a pigeon symbolize peace. So before we dig much further into the story, before we get into the nitty-gritty, again, taking off our 2024 caps and putting on our ancient Israelite hat. When we see the story or the book, Yonah, and we say, ah, it's a dove, and we know it's the prophet, so it's a prophet of peace. And as we're reading this book, we should be thinking, perhaps, ah, we have a prophet who has come to give a word of peace to the people. That's what you very likely are thinking. And I don't want to give spoiler alerts, but I assume a lot of you have preconceived notions or know where the story goes, and you might think that the Yonah is an inappropriate name, or maybe a very appropriate name. But yeah, that should sort of lay a foundation for what we are thinking going forth in the story. In moments where this name, this symbolization of peace pops up, there's a certain level of expectation on how this person should act. And like I said, not to give any spoiler alerts, we're going to find out, hopefully, if that is indeed true or not. So a little homework for you. It's a short book. Just go ahead and open it up. And every time you see Jonah's name, think of the symbol of peace. And think in that situation, as we would attribute peace today, because it's hard for us to try to figure out what the ancient Israelites might have thought of peace. Might have an idea. But when we think of this idea, the symbolization of peace, does Jonah indeed act as somebody who is either peaceful or is bringing peace to whomever or whatever the situation is? And sort of jot down or remind yourself, is that something that he is or is not doing in that situation or not? So that's the ask for you before we head to the next episode. See if you indeed are seeing peace or the symbol of peace whenever you see Jonah's name. And that's it for this week's episode of the Normal Man's Biblecast. Hopefully, you're going to go ahead and dig in to the book of Jonah this week and read through it about 10 to 15 minutes. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you next time when we try to set the scene on what was happening during that time. Who was the king? Who was conquering or not conquering that time? And really just sort of painting or setting the backstory for the story we're about to get into. Thank you.